dental and vision insurance. Must pass background check, physical, work screen, and drug screen. Applications online at lyoncounty.org or at the Lyon County Courthouse. Positions open until filled. Lyon County is an equal opportunity employer. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:25, sunshine and 76 degrees. And it's time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Mortgage rates are still historically low, and the time to act is now. Been thinking about refinancing, remodeling, lowering your term? Get a quote today from Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Visit our website at esfcu.com for an easy online application with immediate pre-approval.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 424226.
Hi, my name is Catherine from Emporia, and I'm a student in the Health and Human Performance Program at Emporia State. My program focuses on disease and injury prevention through behavior and lifestyle changes, plus business policies and practices for a healthier workplace. This program is one of the few in the state that focuses on both exercise physiology and corporate wellness. Join me at the School of Spreading Vitality. Discover ESU and apply today at emporia.edu/apply.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz with Emporia State University President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to both of you.
How are things going for you today?
Oh, going well. Thank you. Beautiful day out there.
Well, President Garrett, how are things on campus now that the spring semester has concluded?
You know, people, I believe, think nothing goes on college campuses over the summer, but in truth, there is so much happening. There's all kinds of planning and preparing for students' return in the fall. Faculty are busy doing research, and often that research is with students. So we have a lot going on, as well as some classes.
Talk about that summer prep mode for the upcoming fall term. The research side of things, I think people realize may be happening in the summer because that's quote-unquote downtime. But talk about some of that prep work here that's underway and will be continuing here the next 3 months.
Yeah, so one of the biggest areas of prep for the fall semester every single year is the work that our facilities group does to renovate classrooms and office spaces, and our IT folks are going around installing new technology in various classrooms so that we can get the year off to a great start in the fall.
You know, and I know just this past weekend we had a little biking event in town, the Unbound Gravel event, and Emporia State played a part in the activities, providing dorm rooms for many riders from all over the country and all over the world. And it sounds like things were full, and high marks, President Garrett, for your hospitality. And also, a portion of the proceeds there will go to Unbound Gravel scholarships that can be used at ESU, I understand.
Yeah. So there's just so many ways that the university is thrilled to be a part of that. And it was exciting for me and my family to kind of walk through campus late that Saturday night and see the cyclists who were riding the 200 ending with, you know, the ride through campus and then down through the chute on Commercial Street.
Yeah, it was exceptional once again. And we had folks from all over the world here. And I understand recently announced, Emporia State University President Garrett, you have kind of lifted the pandemic protocols on campus.
Yeah, you know, we had done, I think, a fantastic job of assuring that we had lots of in-person classes. In fact, if you remember, we even had in-person classes last summer. But we're now completely done with pandemic protocols, with all of the extra cleaning and masks and social distancing and all of that. We will be encouraging additional vaccinations as the fall gets off to a start, just to make sure that people are safe when they're on our campus. And you know, we have some people who do have very real health conditions and they'll be able to get accommodations that are legally required. And, you know, some people will, I think, continue to say, I'm going to feel more comfortable if I wear a mask. So if people want to wear a mask, they're welcome to do so, but we're not requiring them in any spaces on campus other than our health clinic.
You know, one thing that you'd mentioned to me earlier in the week was a shout-out not only to everybody involved on campus, but also to the city of Emporia for the mask mandate and getting that in place pretty quickly, because the way it sounded is things may not have gone nearly as well as they did here for the university had that mask mandate not been in place
at
the city level.
Yeah, we would not have been able to begin classes. We were, you know, the only community that had a university in it that did not have a mask mandate, and had we begun classes, I think we really quickly would have had to go to completely virtual. And as it was, the mask mandate, which we're so grateful for, was crucial in us being able to continue with our face-to-face classes throughout the year.
This is the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. And on this edition, we are going to be venturing into the Emporia State School of Business. And we'd like to say good morning to Dr. Ed Bashaw, the Dean of the School of Business at Emporia State. Dr. Bashaw, good morning.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck and President Garrett and Kendra, well, you'll be introducing soon. Good to be here with you.
I'm glad to have you on board, and let's bring in Kendra Kratzberg, who is a Senior Business Administration major from Neustron in Coffee County. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good morning to you. Nice to have you on board as we're going to get an update from the ESU School of Business, and specifically on the buzz here this week. We want to talk about the Entrepreneur Challenge recently completed. And first, Ed, let's get a little background on the challenge and what it entails.
Sure. You know, the Emporia Entrepreneur Challenge is really a combination event with the ESU and Flint Hills Technical College students. And we're getting close to 10 years. I think this was the eighth year of the challenge. So we started off with a competition. We had 37 individuals or teams, and then it got narrowed down to the semifinalists. And for us, that's kind of the culmination of the year for students involved in these contests. That's sort of the Super Bowl is getting through this and competing in that. There's several other competitions that we have, one in the fall and some in the spring that lead up to this. And so this was, we're really proud of Kendra. She did a great job representing ESU at the state level.
Well, Ed, formatically, how does this work with the, you know, you mentioned starts with 37. What happens with the 37? How are they judged? How's it broken down?
Well, we have a group of judges that we bring in that have mostly are going to have the management skills and business skills and business leaders and run these and are doing advice, review all of the projects. There's some things that the competitors have to submit in writing. Then they they have their in-face question and answer session with the judges. This year a little different, a little more distant, some more distant than others, but spread out, you know, those kinds of things. So it made it interesting. In fact, this year, because of all the circumstances, I never actually saw Kendra's presentation live. So it was kind of nice to have made her acquaintance over the course of this.
Well, I was going to say one more thing, Ed, before we bring Kendra on here to get her thoughts on her particular project. Talk a little bit about, I guess, maybe the level of projects that have come in since the Entrepreneur Challenge has been in place, and specifically since you've been the dean of the School of Business at ESU.
Sure, I can. Ones that I think that are memorable to me are come in maybe two areas. One are just they're solid business ideas that really creep at the margins in a very new way. One of the ones I remember, I think, right as I got here, I think ostrich farming and a new way of doing that in Kansas and keeping up with that. I think one of the years early on when food trucks were a thing, we had somebody that had, in fact, launched that business and promptly moved, but launched a food truck And then the last 2 years really have gone to more technical innovations. Last year, the one that stood out to me, and he is still working on that, he is an avid duck hunter. And duck hunters rely on a lot of information, the information that can be captured in an app. So this person is giving all kinds of information that would be important to duck hunters, and they get on the app. And Kendra will talk about hers, but I'm really proud of that because that is an app that helps communications be able to flow in one area that really has a nice social benefit. And we're excited about Kendra's project.
And this is the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. We're joined this morning by Dr. Ed Bashaw, the Dean of ESU School of Business, and we're very pleased to be joined on the Buzz this edition by Kendra Kratzberg, a Senior Business Administration major from New Strawn and a high placer in the Emporia and statewide Entrepreneur Challenge. Kendra, let's bring you back into the fold. It's great to have you here. Let's talk about your project. What was it? What was the theme you had?
Awesome. Well, it's great to be here. So when I did the project, you know, my heart is more towards nonprofit organizations, and I work with two of them here in town. And so that was kind of the theme I wanted to do my project in. And so I really focused on developing something pertaining to that.
And what was the title of your project?
So the title of my project is Show Up. So essentially, without giving away too much proprietary information, I'm working to develop an app that targets the foster care industry to help give more support to children and parents within the foster care system.
Outstanding. And this is a cause really here, Kendra, that's near and dear to my heart because I did foster care for several mm-hmm. different years. What got you interested specifically in helping with the foster care system?
Well, I work for a therapeutic preschool through Crosswinds, so we have a lot of foster children that come into our care, and so it was a real wake-up call to and kind of a crappy reality to learn kind of what these kids are subjected to and the fact that their needs aren't always met or fought for within the foster care system. And then we also have foster parents to our kiddos who, you know, their needs aren't met or they feel unsupported or unfought for as well or that they don't have a voice. And so I really wanted to, like, that was my mission, to really work to fix that or build that back. So that was my heart, kind of.
Understood. I know there's, as you mentioned here, some proprietary stuff that you don't want to give away yet, but talk a little bit about the development process here. First off, I guess maybe your foundational process and then launching really the work involved here with the Entrepreneur Challenge to get this in front of folks and get this into the competition itself.
Mm-hmm. So at first I had to do the Entrepreneurship Challenge as a class requirement. So honestly, it was not something that I wanted to do at all. I'm kind of an introvert that way, so I was not really excited about it, but it was a class requirement. So as I began thinking of ideas or things that I could do, once I got this idea and kind of ran with it, I became a lot more passionate and excited about it. And so for the first challenge, we had the elevator pitch challenge, which we had to come up with a pitch for our product in 26 seconds, which is not a long time. So that was kind of the first step. I ended up doing pretty well in that. And then the next step was writing executive summaries and submitting those. And then they took, I think, 37 of those. And then the top, I think, 15-ish students would submit their executive summaries and a 10 to 15 minute video pitch. And so that was kind of the underlying groundwork. And then, like, I was in my entrepreneurship class, and so we did a lot of the groundwork in there, and Dr. Lucy is just fantastic and really helping me understand and build, you know, my business model canvas and really just kind of get the foundational work of how it would work or what I wanted it to look like or what I wanted it to accomplish. And then from there, I ended up placing second, so I was privileged to go on to state. And I kind of reevaluated my executive summary to submit that into state, and then had to do a three-minute video, so video pitch. So that was kind of hard to adjust from 26 seconds to 15 minutes of being able to tell a lot about it to only 3 minutes. So there was a lot of adjustments there, too. And then, so I went on to state, ended up placing third there and doing pretty well, and then also caught the eye of an investor who was super excited about my project. So I've had the opportunity to meet with him several times and Dr. Lucy, and we're really just in the early development stage of getting it off the ground. So I'm really learning, you know, what entrepreneurship is, and that it's more of a work ethic than just having an idea. There's a lot of work behind it. So,
indeed. So how much growth, Kendra, have you experienced? It sounds like you mentioned you're a bit of an introvert. This has kind of had you to get out of your cocoon, so to speak, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, especially when it comes to talking to people. But I found that when you find something that you're really passionate about, and for me that is the foster care system, it becomes a lot easier to connect with people, and there's a new, I guess, will to, you know, get out of your comfort zone to seek those answers and you know, find those questions and things like that. So, I'm just learning new things every day. I wouldn't say I knew a lot about entrepreneurship before, so that's just a huge learning curve for me, and it's been already a wild ride, but also a good one. So.
You must be terribly excited about being able to launch this.
Yes, I'm very excited. And part of my passion for it, too, is that I want to become a foster parent someday. So this is something that I would like in my hands when I'm a foster parent. So that's part of the drive, too, is just, you know, being able to have something like this when I become a foster parent, as well as fighting for the foster parents that I know right now and even those that I don't. So.
I have to ask, how close do you think you may be to launching Show Up at this point in time?
It's really hard to say, especially since I really am just in the early development stage, and so there's like just a lot of research behind it. But I'm hoping soon, and I don't really know what soon means, but
mm-hmm.
that's the hope.
Well, congratulations on your success already, Kendra. Nicely
well, thank
done.
Thank you so much.
And not only, you know, is it a great idea, but helping out in the foster care system, which we have struggled with, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Kansas, struggled quite a bit, actually, and Chuck is aware of that. Chuck is a longtime foster parent here, he and his wife, Jenny, and we thank them for what they've done. But congratulations on that, and best of luck in the future, Kendra.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to hear your story. Well, Dr. Bashaw, that is Emporia State School of Business success right there, wouldn't you say?
Outstanding, right. And what the interesting part also is that it's intergenerational at this point. The investor she's talked about is also an ESU alum, so we give Mark from Chicago a shout-out. But that's been a part of the, excuse me, the success story. Of a lot of effort to try to make this happen, both on this project, but also the broader ones as we go down the road with our new entrepreneurship major.
Great stuff. And President Allison Garrett, another shining example of the education at Emporia State really translating into real-world use.
Absolutely. And that's something that we pride ourselves on being able to do with our students, to make sure that they're having those high-impact experiences while they are in school here at Emporia State. And, you know, the School of Business just has so many terrific programs and does a fantastic job of preparing our students for the real world.
Well, President Garrett, we have heard you often talk about the success in placement at Emporia State University after graduation. Dr. Bashaw, how's the placement rate at the School of Business?
Well, it could be better. We're just at 98%, but we're trying. Most disciplines, most years are 100%. But we were at 98% with our career outcomes rate, which is really good. I think you're talking to the dean of the School of Business. That's the best value in Kansas in the state or also the region. You know, with the scholarships, nearly $775,000 of scholarships in this last year that we have given to our students. You know, combine that with, so that keeps our debt levels low. So our students graduate with the lowest level of student debt at graduation than any of the state schools in Kansas. And so that's what we call a really good value. You're going to get a job in your field, and you're going to have the lowest debt level. So we're really proud of that, and that's one of the things we manage for really hard to try to keep those the tuition levels as reasonable as we can.
That is a positive combination there. Well, Dr. Bashaw, Ed, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Ron and Chuck.
Hey, I could mention one thing that contributes to our low debt level, it's the Jones Trust vouchers. And, you know, for local individuals who are seeking a degree at Emporia State, they can apply and receive a voucher that helps offset the cost of their tuition. I believe those are due by June 15th. So for your listeners, that's an important deadline coming up in the next few days.
Yeah, take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, glad President Garrett brought that up. Well, President Garrett, always a pleasure. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you both so much.
Thank you. That's President Allison Garrett, Emporia State University, with the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice. And by Emporia State University, discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. KVOE 847, good morning.
Another drop in weekly jobless claims. The Labor Department says there were 376,000 first-time claims filed last week, another new pandemic low. Inflation now, possible worry. The Consumer Price Index has shown its biggest year-over-year jump since 2008. President Biden is in Cornwall, England, where the G7 summit is taking place. ABC's Cecilia Vega is also there.
President Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson expected to renew the Atlantic Charter. That is that declaration.